Hello there. Welcome to the World Cafe podcast. This podcast has been designed with created content that centers on the power of words. Can we really do anything without speaking? Can we really do anything without the agency of words? Yes, that is what this podcast is all about. And I am your host, Amakri Isobe, your neighborhood word trader. I believe in the power of words, for it is the unit of creation. I trade in words to profit my world. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good everything. Wherever you are. Yes, at this particular instant. Yes, upon the surface of the earth, hearing me. So good to be back. How are you? How are you? And how are you? Yes, I said that three times because, well, a three-fold cord cannot easily be broken. so exciting. Each time I come into this space, you know how we say it? How do we say it? This is the space where we come in to lean on one another's experience to forge a positive path. The Word Cafe live show. Good to be here. Good to be back. I'm good. Yes, very good. Excited, happy to be alive, even at this particular instant, this moment upon the earth. A lot has been going on in the month of April. So many things. Yes, so many things. I don't want to focus on the negatives now, but the positives, you know, exciting. Like the other day, yes, within the month of April, I mean, the world came to see a chess master from Nigeria. That's by the name Tunde Onokoya. I mean, it was so exciting. You know, when I saw him, what came to my mind was the Queen, the movie, The Queen of Katawe. I don't know if you've seen that movie. Yes, a little girl who was living in the slums, but her teacher taught them how to play chess, and she fell so much in love with it that, yes, she came to that stage like Tunde Onokoya. Amazing. You see, don't give up. Don't give up. So those were the things, or one of the things that happened that excited me so much. And it pointed to that fact that, yes, when you put your mind to something, yes, you will. When you put your mind to something, you will see your life walk in that direction. Yes, it brings me to what we want to talk about today. Mind over matter. Yes, mind over matter. You've heard that. Maybe you've heard that in the movie. You've heard that somewhere. And I want to talk about it from, you know, my observation and from my perspective. The other day, I was listening to Dr. Sam Adeyemi. Yes, a preacher in Nigeria. He's not just a motivational speaker, he's a preacher. He has this exciting and amazing views about so many things about life. And I heard it. He said, what gets into your life will show up. What gets into your mind will show up in your life. I repeat it. What gets into your mind will show up in your life. It's as easy as that. It's as simple as that. So I desire this. I desire that. I desire to be at this level or that level. It's all about time. If I open up my mind to it, it will show up in my life. And somebody would like, I don't understand you. Well, it's as easy as ABC. If you calm yourself down and really think, and really, really think, like ponder, dwell on it, ask yourself certain questions, take an audit of your life, that if you're, say, 30, 20, 25, 40, 60, whatever, and you sit down and you do an audit of your life and see the different, should I say, turning point, you know, in your life, you will come to see it is as a result of things you have accumulated within your mind. You have dwelt on them. You've pondered. You have disciplined subconsciously or unconsciously. You have stayed there, and all of a sudden they are everywhere in your life. Yes. So when I heard these words, two things, or rather this came to my mind. Simply put, the world, the earth has portals. It has gates, gateways. It does. Gateways. And when you discover these gateways and you position yourself where they are, things open up to you. And one of these gateways, the gateway of the mind. Yes, the gateway of the mind. And doing this, I came upon this scripture. Like I told you, the word cafe has its roots. Yes, in the scriptures, in the Bible. And that's where I draw, not just some, all. You know, the Bible is the foundation. It guides my thoughts. No matter how complex the situation is, when I bring it to the reference of scripture or the mirror or the light, I see clearly. And this came to me, you know, when Paul was talking to the Corinthians, you know, about the death of Jesus and all of that. He said, as 1 Corinthians 2:9, I'm going to take my thought from there today. He said, however, it is written. Yes, it has. When he says it's written, it means it has happened before. You know, it was documented somewhere. So when you want to do that thing, look for it is written. If it is written, it means it has been done. If it has been done before you came, it can be done again in a greater dimension, in a greater light. Yes, that what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. Now listen, he said, what no eyes has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived. You see, if it is in your mind, it will show up in your life. So you have the eye gate, what no eye has seen. You have the ear gate, what no ear has heard. Then you have the mind gate and what no human mind has conceived. More or less, the mind dwells on what the eye and the ear come to see. Because whatever you see, you would want to hear. And whatever you hear, you would want to see. You want to pursue. Now, I want us to read. Can we read the scripture backwards? You know, there's something I was taught years ago by my pastor. You know, when we look at scriptures, sometimes we read it backwards, like, you know, backwards. So let's try and see if we can achieve that. Can we? The things which God has prepared for them, okay? No human mind has conceived, no ear has heard, no eye has seen. You see that? The things which God has prepared for them, no ear has heard, no eye has seen. Now, reading it backwards, how does it feel? You get it now. Yes, it brings out that light. So whatever gets into your mind shows up in your life. And these are the gates, you know, the gates, the eye gate, the ear gate. These two gates lead us into the treasures within the mind. And the minute things come in, the mind dwells on them. The mind is like a machine. You know, whatever comes into that machine as it goes tick-tock around the clock, tick tock around the clock, tick tock around the clock. It is manufacturing, and all of a sudden, it's like your whole being, your person, who you are, begins to move. No wonder he said, be transformed by, yes, the renewing of your mind. You know, for a lot of us, what we face, walking the earth, what we face walking the earth as in our day-to-day life, we are trying to conform to an image. What we see around us, the predominant image that we see around us, we are trying to conform to it. We're trying to be it. We're trying to become it. But you know what? It's not necessarily that. You don't have to be the image. Now, for me not to be the image, it means what I let in is very vital. What I allow to come into my, through my eye gate and my ear gate before they have access into the chamber of my mind is very crucial. So it means I can be in something and not of it. No, you heard me. I can be in something and not of it. I can be in an environment and not of the environment. Now, let us look at the life of successful people. Successful people, you can name them. Go ahead. You know them. All of them, you know, most of them. Truly, those who have come to master the art of success and they have made so much out of themselves. If you find out that their eye gate and ear gate are controlled. Yes. Their eye gate and ear gate are controlled. They control them. They are in an environment where they are not of the environment. Yes, that's why you see certain people operating from a dimension, from a standpoint that kind of conflicts the general notion, the general perception, the general acceptance. They move out of the norm. You come to look at them as abnormal, you know, something that is off the chart, so to say, but they stand there and they control what comes in. So they what they consume, more or less, and that shows up in their lives. Now, in 2020, the COVID year, I did something. Yes, I did something on my own personal decision I made. You know, when the COVID started, the pandemic, or you know, and all of that. The news, the airwaves were filled with so much negativity. The news, as in the channels, the media, global media, CNN, and all of you just hear that. And I told myself, these things are getting to me. So I stopped listening, watching the major news channels in the world, like CNN and what have you. Consciously, yeah, I stopped. At home, I don't page on my television. I don't page to CNN. I don't page to BBC. I don't do that. If I walk into a restaurant or I walk into a supermarket or a superstore, something to buy something, yes. So to say, that is not under my control. Like maybe the channel is on CNN or whatever, but I don't consciously listen to them anymore. I don't do that because the negative energy that was coming from those channels through my eye gate and my ear gate messed up the machinery of my mind. But yes, messed it up completely. So what did I do? I had to control it, what comes into my mind. And honestly, the progress I have seen since 2020 in my life, dissociating, controlling the eye gate and the ear gate, is amazing. If you've been following me, you will agree. Amazing. So what comes into your life, or what you see happening all around you, your life, I mean, the activities and all of that, is a function of what goes through ear gate and the eye gate and goes into the machinery of your mind. And all of a sudden, you know, the way the mind is designed by the Creator, the mind is designed to ponder, go through, yes, think things through, you know, your mind. That's how the mind is designed. So in course of doing that, there is this energy that it generates. Yes, the energy that it generates, you will see it in how your the trajectory of your life. You have this force that pushes you in that direction as a result of you pondering, dwelling on it. That's how it's designed. That's how it was designed. So you come to see that you're conforming to things that you are always looking at. Yes, you are conforming. Every moment of your life, every minute, every second, what you see happening in your life, you're conforming to something. What is that? What you hear and what you see. Yes, just like, you know, that for the mind to conceive something, for the mind to conceive is like we can use the womb of a woman. What happens when the seed comes to meet the egg? There is a fertilization that goes on. You call that conception. And give it time. That which is conceived comes forth. So you come to see that when the womb conceives, the carrier of the womb begins to conform to the dictates of the womb. Yes, you eat, you drink, your lifestyle changes just because there is a seed. It has been conceived within you. And all of a sudden, boom, when the time is right, the seed comes forth. So that is how it works, mind over matter. All the things we see around us, the matter, you know, everything, every single thing we see around us as human beings is as a result of the mind. What the mind conceived, what the mind, you know, artists would tell you, the mind chooses to see what it wants to see. But the honest truth is, what we see is as a result of what we have taken in, what we have conceived. What we see is as a result of what we have conceived. So if you want to change your vision, your sight, what you see, then you must conceive something different. You must conceive it. And listen, when you conceive it, don't forget, we live in time and space. That's why matter, that's why you can find matter, time and space. So over time, you come to see the formation of matter. You come to see the formation of material. You come to see the formation, the realization, the actualization of the concept or what has been conceived within your bones. You see now, we need to change. We need to be transformed. How? The renewing of our minds. Be transformed. Yes, you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? What you see and what you hear. How do I change the narrative? What you see, what you hear. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. Yeah, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able, you know, when your mind is renewed, there is this ability that comes. Yes, you could describe it as something supernatural, but it comes, you know, you come to test things. You want to change the narrative, renew your mind. You want to change the story, renew your mind. You want to change that pain, renew your mind. And you ask, so how do I renew my mind? Simply put, what you see, what you hear. What you hear, what you see. Your eye gate and your ear gate. So you must consciously, intentionally position yourself. If you know that those things, those places you've been going to, you know, those invitations you've been accepting, each time you accept and you go there, you listen to, you hear these things, you come back, your whole life, your whole system, they are messed up, you know, because your mind, the machinery of your mind has received a bad signal. But because of how the mind is designed, it has to conceive. And when it conceives, it will grow. And when it grows, it will, shape-shift the environment. So you need to change your address. Change those visitations, change those places, change the channel, those things you've been watching, change them, those things you've been listening to, change them, you know, those things you've been consuming, your consumption, your style of consumption, the entertainment, the form of entertainment you've been, you know, put in. Change them. You know what? Entertainment is a form of containment. Entertainment is a form of containment. I wrote about it in my book, a poem, in my first book. Sorry, not The Color of Word now. Yeah, can you imagine? I'm trying to remember the name of my own book. Yes, my first book that I wrote, The Cocktail of Words. Yes, I have so much on my mind, and I was just playing around with just the cocktail of words when I talked about entertainment versus containment. Mm-hmm. You can, if you don't have a copy of that book, I encourage you, go have it, go read it. So entertainment is a form of containment, and we think entertainment, when you hear the word entertainment, some of us think, what comes to our mind, first of all, is leisure, you know, relaxation, recreation. But all of these things are active in themselves, so powerful that when we slip into them, they shape our lives. They form the way we think. So when you are being entertained, you are being contained. When you are being entertained, you are being contained. So those things you laugh at, you laugh with, you kind of, you know, feel this release, this relaxation, your nerves are relaxed and all of that. It's a question of you are soaking up energy, you are taking up form of energy, which eventually shows up in your life. So change the narrative. That's why we came. That's why I came. That's why I'm here. Change the narrative. Yes, what you hear and what you see. And before you know it, the matter around you responds to the mind within you. The matter around you will respond to the mind within you because your consumption has changed. All right, guys, this is what we came to do today on the show. You know it. This is the space where we come in to lean on one another's experience to forge a positive path. Yes, so excited. So go ahead, take control of the narrative, take control of the conversation. How do you do that? By taking control of the pattern of your consumption, your eye gate and your ear gate. Till I come your way again. Bye for now. Awesome time it has been with you on the World Cafe podcast today. Thank you for being there. You can catch me up on my social media handles, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, all at Amakri Isoboye. Also, you can get copies of my books, A Cocktail of Words, The Color of Words, my HR Notebook, and Hocus Focus on God on Amazon and Roving Heights online bookstores. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel at the same address, at Amakri Isoboye. I love to hear from you and how this podcast has impacted you. You can leave me a message at my email address, amakrigaribaldi@gmail.com. That is AmacriGaribaldi. Yes, till I come your way again. Bye for now.